I got, and I think it might be a little bit inflammatory, but it'd be cool if you wanted to listen. Maybe you could bounce off some ideas how it strikes you after I finish reading it. It says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understands, there is none that seeks after God. They are all gone out of the way, and they are together become unprofitable. This is none that does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher, and their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is upon their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes." So what I just read was actually an excerpt from the Bible, and it's asserting that you're actually not a good person. Now, I'm going to assume that you'd probably disagree with that, and that you'd probably assert that you are a good person. So what I'd like to do is maybe we could go over a couple test questions to find out if you really are good or not. Have you ever told a lie before? I've told lies before, and I'm sure you've probably told lies before as well. So if you've told a lie, that makes you a liar. What about this? Have you ever stolen anything before? Regardless of its value, if you've stolen something, that would make you a thief. Now listen to this. Jesus said that if you even look at someone with a sexual desire, then you've committed adultery with them in your heart. Furthermore, he said if you're even angry at someone without cause, then you've murdered them in your heart. The Bible says that God has appointed a day in which he's going to judge the world in righteousness. So we're all going to have to stand before Christ as individuals and give an account of our lives and of our actions. When we do that, like the message that I just read, the Bible says that we're not good because we're liars and we're thieves, we're adulterers at heart. The Bible says that if you're even angry at someone without cause, then you've murdered them in your heart because God is going to judge us by our intents and our thoughts. The Bible says that we're going to be condemned by every idle word that comes out of our mouth. So we're actually not good people, and before a good, just, and holy God, we all stand condemned and guilty. Because we have broken God's law, we've sinned against him, he's angry at us. The Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day, and the Bible says that we're the wicked that he's angry at. And if God is good and just, because we've broken his law, he must punish us. Just like if you are speeding and the judge is good, you're going to get fined and he's going to make you pay your ticket. God is going to have to make us pay for our sins as well, and he does that through eternal condemnation in hell, where the Bible says that the worm never dies, the worms that eat your flesh, and the fire that burns you never goes out. But because God is rich in mercy, he's also provided a way that we don't actually have to go to hell, even though we deserve it.
Put on the Lord Jesus.
you've sinned and broken His law, and so have I. The Bible also says that God will pardon abundantly, and that we can be justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Here's what the gospel is all about. That we're sinners and we've sinned against God and we're deserving of His wrath, His holy anger against sin. But Christ, who was God, came down in the flesh and He lived a perfect life for 33 years. Then He was crucified on the cross. What happened was God was killing His own Son on the cross, punishing Jesus Christ for the sins that you and I have committed. But the Bible says that for Him to pardon our sins, we have to do something. That we have to repent and turn from our sins, and that we have to turn to Christ and put our faith and trust in Him, and then He'll forgive us. So what you have to do is you have to repent, you have to turn from your sins, trust in Christ. Put Him on like you would put on a parachute. It's not just believing in Christ, say, oh yeah, I believe in Christ. Just like if you're in an airplane, and you believe in a parachute, and you jump out, the parachute will do you no good. But if you're in an airplane, and you put the parachute on, and you jump out, it's the same thing with Christ and His righteousness. The Bible says to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. So the command today is that you must repent and turn from your sins, and God will pardon you, He'll forgive you, He'll give you a new heart with new desires, and you'll desire to seek Him and to be with Him. So that's the offer, that's the command. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Are there any objections to that? Anyone doesn't like that? Maybe say no. No one objects to that. Everyone agrees, right? Cool. Let's do it again. Right? So that took like 18 minutes. Well, 11 minutes.